Another classic block to receiving success and abundance of any kind in your life is an emotion or a feeling that I'm not good enough. So that when it comes to financial abundance, just as an example, you think, well, others are allowed to have it, but not me. I'm not good enough. And this can come from a feeling about your family, that no one in your family was successful. It can come from a feeling of shame, that somehow you're defective and you don't deserve it. It can come from those terrible comparisons we all make between ourselves and other people that say we don't measure up. So somewhere you got this impression that you're not good enough. You had to learn it. You didn't come out feeling it. And it's lodged in your cellular memories, in your energetic patterns, and in your subconscious mind. So what we need to do is clear this out of your subconscious mind so that you don't have the attitude, I'm not good enough, you're allowed to have abundance, but not me. I want you to feel so free and so understanding of prosperity that you know there's enough for everyone. So 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people with your exact credentials and your job and living where you are could also earn and make complete abundance and gazillions of dollars. There's enough for everyone. You're entitled to it. Now, even that word entitled could trigger you, by the way. And you can let go of this old pattern. It really is an old tape, an old pattern. I'm not good enough. It's like a loop-de-loop. I'm not good enough, and then you think you're not good enough, and then those thoughts actually make you believe that you're not good enough. So we want to tap and clear that with EFT sequences. So here we go. Now, why don't you say the phrase outside, I'm not good enough, and see if that rings true. Does that feel true to you? I'm not good enough. Ugh, does that feel true, that you're not good enough? See if you can get a number on it. I'm not good enough to attract abundance. And then we'll measure it after some tapping. Karate chop. Even though I have this impression that I'm not good enough, and I'm sure that comes from my subconscious programming, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am anyway. Even though I have old subconscious programming that convinces me I'm not good enough, I accept who I am and how I feel anyway. Even though I think abundance is not for me, it's only for others, I accept who I am and how I feel. Then tap on the eyebrow point. I'm not good enough. Side of the eye. That just feels like the truth. Under the eye. What if I'm not good enough? Under the nose. That's how I've always felt. Chin. Back to the deserving issues. Collarbone. I'm just not good enough. Under the arm. These old cellular memories. Top of the head. That convince me I'm not good enough for abundance. Eyebrow. I wonder where I got this feeling. Side of the eye. I know it's in my cellular programming. Under the eye, and I can feel that it's an energetic pattern. Under the nose, if a pattern is energetic, chin, then I can change it. Collarbone, that feels so freeing to me. Under the arm, I love knowing I can change these energetic patterns. Top of the head, I choose to change these energetic patterns now. Good. Take a deep breath. And that really is good news. All patterns and behaviors are energetic in their core, which means we can change them. That's why it is exciting to work on subconscious programming and cellular memories, because that's all it is, a memory, which means we can erase it, delete it, eliminate it, and clear it. So check again the original statement, I'm not good enough to attract abundance. How does that feel to you now? Hopefully, it doesn't feel as true, or if you measured the opposite, if you said, I am good enough for abundance, and it didn't feel very true at all, you want to measure that the other direction. I'm not good enough to attract abundance. We want that not to feel true at all. I want you to feel aligned, totally good enough, and not based on anything you've achieved in your life, but just because you are you. Every human being deserves as much abundance as someone else. So let's do another tapping round on that one. It's a very potent emotion. Karate chop, even though I'm convinced I'm not good enough, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I have programming that convinces me I'm not good enough, I accept who I am anyway. Even though there must be some old cellular memories that communicate this to me, I accept who I am no matter what. Eyebrow, abundance is not for me. Side of the eye, it's only for other people. Under the eye, and I know that because I don't feel good enough. Under the nose, what if I am good enough? Chin, what if I've always been good enough? Collarbone, what if the subconscious programming has been wrong all along? Under the arm, what if that subconscious programming isn't for me? Top of the head, what if I am good enough no matter what? Eyebrow, I choose to release these cellular memories. Side of the eye, I choose to let go of the memories that say I'm not good enough. Under the eye, it feels so freeing to let go of the energetic patterns. Under the nose, they were just patterns that I kept practicing. Chin, and I choose to let go of them now. Collarbone, I choose to let go of this energetic pattern. Under the arm, I feel so good letting go. Top of the head, the truth is I am good enough for abundance. Keep tapping on the top of the head. And the truth is I have always been good enough for abundance. Good. Take a deep breath. And say the phrase out loud again to measure it. I'm not good enough to attract abundance. Hopefully that is feeling completely different as we are releasing the patterns, the programs, the cellular memories that somehow gave you this information that you weren't good enough. But you are good enough. You deserve abundance. You deserve success. Anything you can attract, you deserve. Anything you deserve, you can attract. And prosperity, consciousness, is the name of the game. Remember earlier when we talked about scarcity and lack? Prosperity, consciousness, is what we want to build. And if you're thinking I'm not good enough, or thinking about scarcity, or thinking there's not enough to go around for everyone, if you have it, I can't have it, if I have it, you can't have it, then that will also restrict your energetic patterns and your ability to allow and receive financial abundance, physical health and wealth into your life. So keep working on all of these topics and release those energetic patterns that have just been practiced so well, you're really good at them. It takes practice to be this good at thinking you're not good enough, but you can practice the other direction and tap away the negative emotional and energetic pattern that keeps you stuck into not feeling good enough or not deserving or not feeling worthy of the abundance that you have been asking for, hoping for, and desiring.